Answers Magazine, Volume 12.2, page 45, Bible and Culture Quick Takes. Finding truth in the news. In the daily flood of news on Facebook and other social media, it is often difficult to separate truth from lies. The problem caused an uproar when false reports about candidates tainted recent elections. Concerned researchers at Stanford evaluated students' ability to discern truth on the internet. The study, published by the Stanford History Education Group, found that many students couldn't distinguish verified news sources and fakes. Most believed their Facebook news feed without bothering to check. Their uncritical acceptance of biased and fake news shocked the researchers. But clearly, the problem goes far beyond college students. The real-world consequences of fake news were demonstrated last fall by Pizzagate. The story claimed an underground child prostitution ring was headquartered in a Washington, D.C. pizza parlor. The resulting harassment of the restaurant reached its peak when a man opened fire in the restaurant while self-investigating the story. Sarah Pullenham Bailey, a Christian columnist at the Washington Post, said Christians should be concerned. "We are living in a post-truth time of fake news and misinformation, something that should be deeply troubling to people of faith who claim to seek truth in their everyday lives." But labeling the problem fake news implies that real news is the same as truth. Even diligent, honest reporters can't completely escape their own bias. And real news may be just as false as fake news. For example, respected news outlets routinely report that evolution is true and creation is not. That is real news, but it promotes a false conclusion. Believers are called to know truth and make it known. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. We should monitor all information and not accept or pass along a report until we have verified it with reputable sources. Much more important, we must check everything in the light of God's infallible word, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5.
A new kind of family? In Ontario, Canada, children can now have four parents. Under the All Families Are Equal Act, any group of up to four adults who agree to have a child are all granted parental rights. The only requirement is signing a contract before the child is conceived that states their agreement to co-parent. In a statement to World Magazine, Jim Hughes, a concerned activist and president of Canada's Campaign Life Coalition, laments, "This bill purges mother and father from our societal vocabulary and creates a crazy situation where children can have four parents. It is a direct attack on the family." Supporters believe it will protect children from discrimination by legitimizing whatever family unit they're a part of. But such unbiblical concepts of family will ultimately harm the children they're supposed to protect. God the Creator established marriage as one man and one woman for life in Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 25. And the family flows from that relationship. Rulings like the All Families Are Equal Act violate God's original plan for the family. In love, He has determined what is best for us, and violations of His design will ultimately bear bitter fruit for individuals and for society. Science's authority versus biblical authority. The more that evangelicals know about science, the less they trust university scientists, concluded concerned researchers who reported these findings in a study published in the journal Public Understanding of Science. However, among the general population, researchers found that those who pay more attention to science news online tend to trust university scientists more than those who don't. It all comes down to authority. The study indicated that non-evangelicals tend to trust the authority of scientists, but evangelicals are more likely to trust religious organizations. While the study's results trouble the researchers, they may sound positive to many Christians. But ultimate authority for determining truth does not reside in religious organizations any more than it resides in scientists. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of God. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. That includes scientific research. While the Bible is not a science textbook, it is the starting point for all understanding, science included.
mixed reactions to the Ark. The opening of Answers in Genesis' life-size Noah's Ark garnered a range of reactions from enthusiastic to caustic. But even critics who firmly oppose the Ark Encounters message admit they are impressed by the quality. Timothy Heaton, an evolutionary geologist writing for the National Center for Science Education, is one of those critics. His article about his recent visit to the Ark is surprisingly even-handed. Among other things, Heaton noted the minimal number of animal kinds depicted at the Ark. But he gave an accurate summary of the creationist concept of created kinds, or barahmans, which biblical creationists use to explain how such a huge variety of species in the world today came from such a small number of kinds on the Ark. He even praised the signs' explanations of how Noah and his family could have fed and cared for those animals for a year. No one can accuse Ken Ham of glossing over the tough issues. Other responses weren't so balanced. For instance, filmmakers Clayton Brown and Monica Ross followed the construction of the Ark for 3 years. In their documentary, We Believe in Dinosaurs, the filmmakers highlight three people: Doug Henderson, an artist who helped oversee the Ark animals, David McMillan, a former creationist who now rejects creation, and local evolutionist Dan Phelps, president of the Kentucky Paleontological Society, who has actively opposed the Ark. The documentary's stated goal is to explore America's troubled, strange, confusing relationship with science. That reflects the producers' strong bias, despite their early assurances to developers of the Ark Encounter that they would treat the project in a fair and accurate manner. Whatever critics' reactions to the Ark Encounter, Christians are rejoicing that millions are being exposed to the soul-saving message of God's Word. And the Bible promises that God will use the proclamation of His Word to accomplish His purposes. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11.